in the fall of 2001, the trustees had a really great opportunity to approve a new program called POSSE, which was going to come into place the next year. So that was a good time. And it was particularly good because we knew that Deborah Beal had developed a program that was clever and very caring. So it was the right thing to do. And it's also the right thing to do to award... Stop that. Stop it. To award an honorary degree today to Deborah. A Carleton honorary doctorate is the highest honor that the Carleton College can bestow, and we've always awarded such degrees sparingly. Carleton selects its honorary degree recipients with great care and with the assent of both the faculty and the Board of Trustees. We seek to honor those who have achieved eminence in their own profession or who have rendered distinguished service to society. I'm also very happy to ask Nancy Cho, Professor Nancy Cho, to come and introduce our recipient. Somewhere.
President O'Dean, it is an honor to present Deborah Beal for the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, honoris causa. Deborah Beal is the founder and president of the POSSE Foundation. Her work in higher education addresses the challenges of diversity and access at top-tier colleges and universities. Dr. Beal received her bachelor's degree from Brandeis and her master's and doctorate in education from Harvard University. In 2007, she was awarded a MacArthur Foundation Genius Award for her visionary leadership in creating opportunities for underrepresented students and for helping to make the college admissions process more successful and inclusive. POSSE began in 1989 after a simple but profound encounter with a student. After this student told Dr. Beal that he never would have dropped out of college if he'd had his POSSE with him, she developed an idea. She envisioned recruiting talented teams of students from lesser advantaged urban high schools who would then attend college in groups, or POSSEs. The program began in New York City and has since expanded to 5 more cities across the nation. Deborah Beal's association with Carleton began in 2001 when Carleton enrolled its first POSSE. Carleton is one of the POSSE Foundation's 32 university and college partners that have offered scholarships to promising students. In turn, Carleton and these other schools have benefited tremendously from POSSE through academic achievements, community organizing, artistic performances, and other endeavors. POSSE scholars are helping to make Carleton a more inclusive, diverse, and vibrant institution for the 21st century. With the class of 2012, Carleton has enrolled its 8th group of POSSE scholars. Truly an innovator, Dr. Beal is unafraid to see things in a new way. Rather than limiting admissions criteria to traditional measures such as test scores and class rank, which have long been recognized as inadequate predictors of success, the POSSE Foundation offers an alternative model for identifying exceptional students. POSSE scholars are selected through a rigorous process that values leadership, teamwork, motivation, and communication skills, all qualities that are vital to success in college and beyond. Indeed, as ever-increasing numbers of POSSE scholars graduate and move into the workforce, these men and women are bringing their leadership and creativity into careers across a spectrum of fields. Dr. Beal plans to expand the POSSE program to 10 more cities with 1,000 students a year and 80 partner colleges and universities by the year 2020. By expanding the pool from which top colleges can find outstanding candidates, and by supporting these students to achieve their goals, the POSSE Foundation is making a productive difference in the way America educates its citizens. POSSE stems from a deeply rooted belief in what talented and motivated students from all backgrounds have to offer. As Dr. Beal has said, the Posse program is a strength-based model, and it focuses on diversity in the true sense of the word. President O'Dean, I am very honored to present Deborah Beal for the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters.
Deborah Beal, by the authority vested in me by the State of Minnesota and the Carleton College Board of Trustees, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, honoris causa, with all the rights, responsibilities, and honors which accompany this degree.
Now I'm one of you. Yay. So exciting. I honestly. Well, thank you, President O'Dean, the Carleton College Board of Trustees, the faculty, all of you, for inviting me to make a speech. Raise your hand if you've ever made a speech. Okay. So you know what I'm going through. And, you know, I asked a few people for some advice and, you know, how do I make a good speech? And, well, Dean Thibodeau said, speak from the heart. That's good. I liked that advice. But then your president here told me, Debbie, there's no such thing as a bad short speech. So, well, that will be all. Thank you. kidding. Okay, I'm going to get more serious. I want to say congratulations to everyone, and of course, special shout out to the Chicago Posse Scholars. But I'm not going to talk about Posse. I'm going to talk about leadership and change. I love beginnings. It's September 15th, 2008, about 3:30 p.m. We should mark this moment. Think of this moment as your personal opportunity to start anew, to write a hypothetical first sentence, to change something you don't like, to invent. You have so much to be proud of and so much to look forward to. And I promise you, I'm looking at you and you look gorgeous. I wish you could see. But I realize that I'm looking at more than, 850 individual futures right here. But I'm also looking at a collective future. And I want to talk a little bit about what's ahead. Let's see. Each of you will fall in love, maybe more than once. You will find your way into the workforce and in your lifetime have up to 5 different careers. You will have children. You will overcome personal obstacles. Some of you will become very good at making rice or fried eggs or even souffles. Some of you will master the guitar, learn how to analyze the gross national product, or develop a knack for digging out the next big news story. You will travel. But what will you do as a collective? What will motivate you to do good things? How will you care? And there are so many things to care about, right? Consider some of the following statistics related just to the United States. Maybe something will stand out for you. Did you know that by the year 2050, the American population will increase by close to 130 million people. By that time, projections show that whites, will no longer be the majority here. And in our major cities today, they already aren't. Consider that about 30% of the American population gets a college degree from a four-year institution, only 30%. And much, much smaller percentage gets a degree from colleges the caliber of Carleton College. How about these statistics? Did you realize that there are over 200 million firearms privately owned in the United States? That 60% of Americans support the death penalty? That only four states recognize same-sex marriage? Did you know that Americans make up just 5% of the world's population, but consume almost 30% of its resources? Some estimates show that by the time you are 75 years old, you will have produced over 100,000 pounds of garbage. Did you know that there are more shopping malls than high schools? And you think that the price of a gallon of gasoline is expensive? Did you know that the cost of a gallon of milk is the same now as the cost of a gallon of gasoline? And did you know that the richest 10% of Americans own more wealth than everybody else, the entire 90% in the bottom combined? I don't know if any of this strikes you, maybe one thing more than another, but my question to you is, so what? Who really cares? And who is leading? A recent Posse survey showed that college students on campuses like yours think that they can affect change, that you can do some good. That's good. And they also believe that the American government can affect even more change. But very discouragingly, they didn't believe in the current American government. How about you? Did you ever have a moment when your whole heart went out to someone? Maybe you didn't have time to think about helping or supporting or nurturing or encouraging, but you did it. Maybe you're someone who even saved somebody's life once. Well, I hope you think about extending that instinct to the larger world out there. And it is not hard to see that this world needs help. My hope for you is that you care, really care, about the more than 4,000 American soldiers who've lost their lives in Iraq and the tens of thousands of Iraqis who have lost theirs. My hope is that you care about the genocide in Darfur and the chlorofluorocarbons that are emitted each day into the atmosphere. I hope that you care as a generation that you may well end up poorer, have less access to health care, and have fewer job prospects than your parents. I hope that you care that our public schools are broken and that women still make only 77 cents to the dollar every man earns. Carleton is known for its service-oriented students. That's you. That's you. It's a great thing to be known for. And I hope you will deeply internalize that spirit. And don't just do work to do good. Stand for something. Work to transform what's wrong into something that's right. Don't become a generation that avoids looking or knowing. In the midst of commercial sound bites, look hard, learn the facts. In the midst of pettiness and greed, build on your capacity to work for peace and equity and justice. In the midst of crises, mobilize the communities to which you belong to and serve the public. And in the face of hostility and oppression, work to narrow the gap between people and find common ground for progress. You need to become a new network of leaders on this great planet, one that will represent the true diversity of this country and reflect the concerns, the cares, and the dreams of all Americans. You need to become a network that sits at the tables where decisions get made and represent the voice of the collective, not just the interests of the few. This is a historic time in our country, and we can't deny that the United States has made some progress, right? Think about our civil rights movement and women's rights. We have the first African-American candidate for President of the United States, and that deserves a moment. But we would be very foolish to think we're done. Remember, too, that if Barack Obama becomes president, the number of blacks in the Senate will go from 1 back to 0. You need to do better than we've done in the past. And we need your leadership as teachers, as researchers, as policymakers, as artists. We need you to know the most you can about science and the economy, about international relations and community building. Carleton College is a wonderful place to discover how you can begin to lead in the most powerful, transformative way possible. And when I talk about leadership, I'm not just talking about you as an individual. I'm talking about all of you working together. I'm talking about Justin Smith and Lanicia Nelson, about Lynn Yang and Erica Morse, about Courtney Holland and Brandon Walker and Liliana Dominguez. All of you working together, listening to one another, debating like you will in this year in class at Carleton, learning from each other and collaborating to make the best possible future for us all. The most powerful forms of leadership are those that bring voices together, hearts together, minds together, and most importantly, actions together for the greater good. If we care about each other's causes, which sometimes we don't, and if we pool our resources, and if we care about each other's problems, which sometimes we don't, we will have much more chance to build greater prosperity for all. My husband is an op-ed columnist, and he says the American dream is on life support. Let's prove him wrong. I hope that you can reach into the depths of your soul and live your life so fully that you feel as if you're about to burst. Love like crazy, learn like crazy, care about each other like crazy. I know you can do it. You're sitting right there. On that seat, it's the beginning. Feel it, sit on the edge. What will happen tomorrow? Maybe you're about to fall madly in love. Maybe you're about to write. Maybe you're about to change a life. All I can say is, boy, do we need you. Thank you.
Congratulations, and thank you, Debbie, and please know that now that you are the recipient of a Carleton degree, from this moment on and for the rest of your life, you are a part of Carleton, and Carleton is a part of you. If eloquently Deborah Beal speaks about the power of transforming leadership, and that she does something more. She represents, she personifies the power of transforming leadership and changes the world for all of us for the better. Thank you again, Debbie.